today's news the way you want it. It's America's News with John DeMaster on the Positive Talk Network.
Right, today is Monday, April 13, 2020, and the U.S. leads the world in the number of coronavirus deaths. On CNN's State of the Union, Dr. Anthony Fauci said the country is turning a corner in terms of hospitalizations and ventilator intubations.
That part of this machine that drives this outbreak is starting to level off, because on the same day that the New York metropolitan area had the highest number of deaths they had, that not only is flattened, it's starting to turn the corners.
Fauci, a key member of the White House task force on COVID-19, said they don't want to be premature in easing up on social distancing. He said it depends on where you live in the country and how the outbreak is developing there, but some cities may be able to get back to work as early as next month. Meantime, more than 700 New Yorkers died from coronavirus complications on Sunday. The sixth straight day New York hit that mark. There is some good news, though. Hospitalizations across the state are down. The governor, Andrew Cuomo, believing the death toll could be over 10,000 across the state before the pandemic ends. As America's News continues on this Monday, the IRS says the first round of stimulus checks are being deposited in taxpayers' bank accounts. We get details from John Jeffries.
The Internal Revenue Service made the announcement on social media Saturday, saying they know many people are anxious to get their payments. We'll continue issuing them as fast as we can. The average American who made less than $75,000 can expect to receive $1,200. John Jeffries, NBC News Radio.
Meantime, Pope Francis's Easter message is a prayer for a contagion of hope. As much of the world is in the grip of this coronavirus pandemic, the pontiff addressing an empty St. Peter's Basilica in an online stream to the world's 1.3 billion Catholics. He said the pandemic is testing humanity and called on the faithful to help the poor and the most vulnerable. The Pope also hopes to see a revival of faith once the outbreak is over. Morgan McCarthy is here now with more of the day's top stories. Hey, Morgan.
Thanks, John. The governors of Mississippi and Louisiana are declaring states of emergency after a day of deadly storms. In southern Mississippi, at least six people were killed when tornadoes tore through the state. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves promised that the state is mobilizing all resources to protect people. Governor John Bel Edwards of Louisiana said his declaration helps those affected by the storms get the resources they need. Members of One Kentucky Church could be facing quarantine after attending Easter service. Kentucky State Police troopers were outside Maryville Baptist Church in Bullitt County yesterday to record the license plates in the parking lot. On Friday, Governor Andrew Beshear warned the information would be forwarded to health departments, with officials coming to people's houses with orders to self-quarantine for 14 days. Maryville Pastor Jack Roberts said Beshear's tactics are unconstitutional. A woman who claimed Joe Biden harassed her in the 1990s now says he sexually assaulted her. The woman, Tara Reed, says in 1993, Biden put his hand under her skirt after she brought him his gym bag. She was working as an aide to the former Delaware senator. The presidential campaign for the former vice president rejects the claims. Now let's bring in Ben Olson for today's entertainment headlines.
It is time for your entertainment news nuggets. ABC is gathering a host of stars for a Disney-themed musical special. The Disney Family Sing-Along will feature Christina Aguilera, Kristen Chenoweth, John Stamos, Josh Gad, Michael Bublé, and others. Ryan Seacrest will host the special event. The sing-along will include songs from Beauty and the Beast, Frozen, The Little Mermaid, and more. The hour-long special airs Thursday night. Matthew McConaughey and his wife Camilla are giving back to their local first responders in Austin, Texas. The couple partnered up with disaster relief organization Be Strong to donate masks to Austin Police Department and Austin Fire Department workers. She said, "Our mission is to protect those who protect us." Farm Aid board members teamed up to raise funds for U.S. family farmers with a live stream concert event at home with Farm Aid. Willie Nelson, Neil Young, John Mellencamp, and Dave Matthews each performed from their various homes. The concert's available online now as it's streamed on Saturday night. With your entertainment news nuggets for America's News, I'm Ben Olson.
And if you haven't had a chance to check it out yet, there's an eye-opening documentary that deals with the movie industry and how it's been used to influence Americans over the years. This film is called Out of Shadows, and it was released over the weekend on YouTube, and the 117-minute documentary from a former Hollywood stuntman already has over 3 million views on YouTube. It's called Out of Shadows. And that is America's News for this Monday, April 13th. Have a fantastic day. Stay safe.